Today's News at Noon is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 69 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Jurors resumed deliberations in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump after rehearing requested instructions and sections of testimony from Michael Cohen and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and their meeting at Trump Tower to allegedly keep salacious stories about Trump from voters ahead of the 2016 election. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse.
The jury just paying rapt attention to the testimony that they asked to have read back by two veteran court reporters role-playing the testimony, giving a decidedly New York flavor to these proceedings. They have much thicker New York accents than either the prosecutor or defense attorney or the witness.
In Colorado, Vice President Kamala Harris delivering the keynote address at the Air Force Academy's graduation today. And more than 460,000 customers still without power in Texas following severe storms this week. This is ABC News. Election year mischief is driving a call to action. Now more state legislatures are confronting the issue of artificial intelligence, or AI, and its ability to deceive.
Images of Donald Trump being arrested or Joe Biden welcoming undocumented immigrants at the border were all fake.
There's a lot of concerns about the use of artificial intelligence to generate misinformation,
says University of Houston professor Ryan Kennedy. Colorado has become the latest of around a dozen states to pass laws limiting the use of deepfakes in political campaigns. But Kennedy says it's up to voters to check their sources.
What they see on their social media feed is not necessarily the truth.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Meta is also cracking down on AI deception. Hundreds of likely AI-generated fake accounts, which operated out of Israel, have been removed from Facebook and Instagram. Meta says the accounts targeted users in the U.S. and Canada with deceptive posts about the war in Gaza. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rent It Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 69 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mainly sunny and pleasant conditions this afternoon with a high of 73. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 48, and tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a high of 75. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds 3 to 4 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 48, we're up to 69 degrees.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Good afternoon. It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Authorities say two people died when a house exploded and caught fire in southern Wisconsin. One person was found dead in the home's ruins after it exploded around 11 o'clock Tuesday night, just outside the city of Middleton. And Middleton Fire Chief Aaron Harris says a second body was found Wednesday. He says a dog was recovered alive and taken to an emergency veterinary clinic. Harris says the cause of the explosion remains under investigation. Neighbors reported hearing gunfire at the fire scene, but authorities believe flames set off ammunition stored inside the home. The Richland County Highway Department is doing an emergency culvert replacement on Highway 58 just south of Cazenovia today. The work is being done between the village of Cazenovia and Sparks Hill Drive. There may be some delays in the area for work. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be conducting increased training flights to include evening flight training today and tomorrow. Area residents may see and or hear F-35 aircraft flight activity between approximately 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Training flights normally take place during daylight hours, but pilots and maintenance personnel are required to conduct nighttime operations as a part of their overall readiness. Pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to area residents. Michelle Brewer, a registered nurse at the Richland Hospital and Clinics, was honored last week and awarded the Rural Health Ambassador Award. Brewer has been a nurse at TRHC for more than 26 years and is currently the lead nurse in the Kramer Infusion Center. The Rural Health Ambassador Award is presented annually to a healthcare worker whose dedication to their organization and their community is exemplary. Brewer works in the Richland Hospital and Clinic's Kramer Infusion Center, providing infusion treatments for patients battling cancer and other difficult illnesses. Brewer was nominated for the award by multiple co-workers. One nominator said Brewer's care incorporates the physical, psychosocial, and spiritual needs for her patients. In addition to the outstanding care she provides for patients, nominators spoke to Brewer's involvement with Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, an organization Brewer speaks of with reverence and gratitude. For Brewer, offering care to patients is a gift and a privilege. Governor Tony Evers has weighed in on a lawsuit challenging provisions of Act 10. The Democratic governor was asked Wednesday whether he thinks the Dane County judge who is considering the case should recuse himself. Evers said he didn't think that was necessary and that the process should play out. Media reports show that Judge Jacob Frost appears to have signed the petition to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2011. That recall was precipitated by anger over Act 10 and its restrictions on the ability of public employee unions to collectively bargain. Those are the very provisions which the lawsuit seeks to overturn. Evers appointed Frost to the Dane County bench in 2020. Evers also said he doesn't believe that allowing public employee unions in Wisconsin to once again collectively bargain would necessarily lead to widespread strikes. The suit is expected to eventually end up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where liberal justices now hold a 5-3 majority. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Green Bay Wednesday to discuss the fentanyl crisis. Baldwin says more detection equipment and more personnel are needed at the southern border to stop the flow of the drugs into U.S. Wisconsin health officials want to spend the state's $36 million share of a drug lawsuit settlement on improving access to life-saving Narcan and doing more community outreach to the state's tribal nations. The Democrat is running for a third term in November. A UW system regent whose term has ended is refusing to vacate his position. Bob Atwell was appointed to the Board of Regents by former Republican Governor Scott Walker, and his term expired May 1st. The Journal Sentinel reports that Atwell has informed UW system leaders that he plans to remain on the board until he resigns or a successor is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has yet to name a successor to Atwell. Atwell is the CEO of Green Bay-based Nicolet Bank and one of two remaining Republican appointees on the 18-member board. In a move to enhance security for the RNC, Governor Tony Evers has signed an emergency order. It's something that happens for all conventions and streamlines Milwaukee's ability to secure both state and federal funding for convention security. It also allows for the potential involvement of the Wisconsin National Guard. A new $100 million private-public investment fund for Wisconsin aims to kickstart companies and entrepreneurs. Missy Hughes is secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
We want to make sure that everyone knows that if they have an idea that is worth investment, they can find that investment here in Wisconsin. They don't have to go outside of the state and then potentially take their business out of the state. They can stay here in Wisconsin and be successful in Wisconsin.
Hughes joined Governor Tony Evers and others Wednesday to announce the fund. It's initially being funded with $50 million the state received in federal funds and $50 million from private investors. The State of Wisconsin Investment Board is investing in cryptocurrency. The board manages assets for public employees' retirement funds. The most recent filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission shows it invested more than $187 million in funds and companies associated with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption's been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. Several more ancient canoes have been found at the bottom of Lake Mendota in Madison. One of those dugout canoes was brought to the surface in 2021, one of two originally discovered. Now the Wisconsin Historical Society says they have found a total of 11 canoes on the site, including one that may date back 4,500 years. The canoes are carved out of a single log each and were sunk in lake beds during the winter to preserve them. Archaeologists from the Ho-Chunk Nation have been working with the society on preserving the site. No further canoes will be brought to the surface. Yellow Food Home Food Delivery Service is closing four warehouses in Wisconsin. The company used to be known as Schwann's. It says it's closing operations in Eau Claire, Marshfield, Wausau, and Rice Lake. 32 people are being laid off. The company tells state officials the layoffs are permanent. Two groups of investigative journalists have filed a lawsuit in the hopes of forcing the Wisconsin Department of Justice to divulge names, birth dates, and disciplinary records of every police officer in the state. The Badger Project and the Invincible Institute filed the lawsuit last Thursday in Dane County. They filed an open records request with the Justice Department in November, seeking the full name, posting, birth date, city, zip code, position, and disciplinary history of every Wisconsin officer. The Justice Department released only a list of decertified and terminated officers and redacted birth dates and positions. Justice Department spokesperson Gillian Drummond didn't immediately respond. It's 69 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 12:20. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
New signage to greet you at the Aiken Museum, opening Sunday, June 2nd, from 1 to 4, and each Sunday, June through September. And now for your Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a Richland County Historical Society document, with permission from their respective town boards, parents from Buena Vista and Orion townships met in July of 1851 and voted to create a new school district. Lemuel Aiken, whose farm was near the boundary between the two townships, donated land for a schoolhouse. However, the first school was built not until 1869. Meanwhile, classes were held in the Aiken farmhouse. Aiken served on the school board for decades and was eventually honored by having the school named after him. In 1894, the school district voters approved construction of a framed schoolhouse to replace the deteriorating log structure. This is the current Aiken School Museum. In 1916, the Aiken Museum was moved across County TB and placed on a basement. A large green colonial furnace was installed in the basement and was operated by electricity from Fred Schuerman's electric plant on Willow Creek. The Aiken School closed in June of 1962. The closure was mandated by state laws that had compelled the rural schools to consolidate with larger districts. The Aiken School Museum was a bicentennial project for the Declaration of Independence co-sponsored by the Richland County and the Richland County Historical Society. Circuit Judge Kent Houck chaired the Bicentennial Committee. In 1975, the County Committee decided that a one-room schoolhouse should be secured and restored as Richland County's bicentennial undertaking. A group of volunteers toured the county, looking at one-room schools that were still standing. Many of them had deteriorated to an extent that the cost of restoration would have been prohibitive. Then they visited the Aiken School, owned by the Della Pauls family. The Pauls family agreed to donate the Aiken School to Richland County if Della Pauls was honored as the benefactor. And she is. Consequently, Della Pauls' portrait is displayed above the blackboard in the front of the school room. Over several months, dozens of volunteers worked to restore the building and equip it with an operating classroom. Donations came in from many of the 110 one-room schools that once dotted Richland County to provide all the equipment needed for the classroom. The Aiken School Museum held a grand opening on July 4th, 1976. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Richland Center's state baseball appearance in 1963.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aiken School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aiken School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Today is the final round of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Unfortunately, two Wisconsin competitors have been eliminated. 13-year-old Nithre from Franklin was eliminated in the fourth round on the word Hamilia, which is a type of shrub. 13-year-old Aiden from Middleton was eliminated in the seventh round on the word Toady, which means sycophant or doormat. He finished in 17th place. This was the first time Wisconsin has had two finalists on the national stage. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby Saturday at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and recreation department staff. Jared Wilson is a member of the Richland Center Police Department, serving as the Community Resource Officer for the Richland School District.
It's geared towards children. We're going to do 18 and under. We're going to have lots of cool prizes. We've partnered with area businesses. This is an event that's been hosted by the Richland Park and Rec Department in the past. I wanted to do something with them, so Cops and Bobbers is kind of a more nationally recognized name for an event like this, but gets us involved as a police department.
There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught.
I was able to partner with Cabela's of Prairie du Chien, Walmart of Richland Center, as well as Culver's Subway, The Little Corner, and Crime Stoppers to bring some pretty cool prizes. Cabela's is offering 10 fishing poles. They're a Zebco brand. They're pretty good quality fishing poles. 3 nice tackle boxes, and then we'll have 4 bluegill utility boxes full of tackle, 2 bass utility boxes full of tackle, and then Walmart is offering 5 fishing poles. A couple of them have a couple sweet Hot Wheels toy cars in with them. Again, more geared toward children. Walmart's also offering us, or giving us, 140 hot dogs with buns, so we'll have a grill master there. I don't know if that'll be Chief Jones or myself. And then also with Culver's Subway and Little Corner, they're offering coupons for free items. And then Crime Stoppers offering bottled water, and then an appearance by McGruff, the crime-fighting dog.
Registration will be held from 8 to 8:30 with fishing from 8:30 to 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 to 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. Advance registration is encouraged, but may be done the day of the event. Register online at richlandcenter.activityreg.com. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged. The 7th Winding Roads Art Tour will be held Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5. 16 Viroqua area studios will welcome visitors, giving art enthusiasts a rare opportunity to meet 27 artists, see their work, and observe how and where it is made. Artwork will be available for purchase, and artists will be on hand for conversations on creativity and to give art demonstrations. Viva Gallery in Viroqua has taken on the role of information center, where tour participants can get printed tour guides and friendly help. The self-guided tour encompasses 7 studios in Viroqua and 9 more studios within a 22-mile radius of the city. The guidebook available at Viva Gallery includes a map of the tour sites, as well as places for food, drink, and lodging. More information, including an online map and list of studios and artists, can be found at windingroadsart.com. Adults are invited to go back to camp. Adult summer camp will be held at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center in Monona Saturday, August 24th from 2 to 7. The summer camp will include activities and locally brewed beverages. At Camp Aldo, for the suggested minimum donation, attendees will receive an aluminum cup to fill with the beverages of their choice, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, as they enjoy a camp experience designed for them. Activities include fort building, pond dipping, obstacle courses, survival challenges, camp crafts, nature art, capture the flag, yard games, campfire songs, and more. This is a ticketed event. Registration is now open. Register by June 1st and receive a 20% discount. The suggested donation after June 1st is $50. Campers must be 21 years of age by the event date to register for adult summer camp. Free parking is available at Ahuska Park with free shuttle that will run every 15 to 20 minutes. Food carts will also be available for a fee. For more information, go online to aldoleopoldnaturecenter.org or call 608-221-0404, extension 1. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to head outdoors for the 12th annual Free Fun Weekend, happening Saturday and Sunday. State park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived for all visitors, with 50 state parks, 15 forests, 44 state trails, 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 lakes. Wisconsin has a little something for everyone to enjoy. Free Fun Weekend is also an opportunity to try fishing for food or fun before purchasing an annual fishing license or trout salmon stamps. All 2024 to 25 fishing regulations apply, including bag and length limits and species restrictions. Free fishing clinics are held during Free Fun Weekend at state and municipal properties to instruct beginning anglers. Visit the DNR's events calendar and Wisconsin State Parks webpage for a list of events and more information on state properties. Before heading to a state park trail or water body near you, there are a few helpful things to know. State park vehicle admission stickers will not be required. Most state parks and trails will be open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. All linear rail trails, including ATV and horseback riding trails, will be open to the public. ATVs, UTVs, and OHMs are exempt from registration requirements. Resident and non-resident all-terrain vehicle operators do not need a trail pass to ride state ATV trails. DNR boat launches are open. Boats must be registered, which can be done either online or via mail. Grab your family and friends and head outdoors for free fun weekend this weekend. It's 70 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Incredible savings on all in-stock appliances now during the Memorial Day sale at Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. May is Maytag Month, and now through May 31st at Krogan's, all in-stock appliances can be had at tremendous savings. Whether you're in the market for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer, Krogan's has you covered with the best deals in town. Visit Krogan's in Boscobel today and take advantage of the Memorial Day sale specials before they're gone. Hurry, sale ends May 31st. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
It's 70 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook Manor in Platteville. A funeral service will be held today at 4 at the Melby Funeral Home in Platteville. Burial will be at Hillside Cemetery, Platteville, following the service. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral and Crematory today from 1 until the time of service at 4. Jerry Rowe is survived by his wife, Shelley, two children, Lisa Rowe of Platteville, and Jason and Chris Rowe of Park City, Utah. Four grandchildren, two brothers, Ron and Jodine Rowe of Muscadet, and Ken and Sandy Rowe of Deerfield, and a sister-in-law, Marge Rowe. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet. Anna Marie Thorne, 86 of Reedsburg, died Thursday, May 23rd, at the Reedsburg Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home today from 4 to 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Farmer Angels Network or the Lime Ridge Methodist Church. Anna Thorne is survived by her husband of 64 years, Ole, a daughter, Cindy and Denny McCauley of Hill Point, daughter-in-law, Ellen Thorne of Hill Point, five grandsons, four great-grandchildren, a brother, Hugh and Doreen Hoggins, sister-in-laws, Marilyn Wither and Marianne Hoggins, and many nieces and nephews. Anna Marie Thorne, 86, of Reedsburg. Judith A. Shell, 84, of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Judy Shell is survived by her husband, Leonard, five children, Vince and Susan Muhey of Prior Lake, Minnesota, Colleen and Timothy Arndt of Blue River, Jolene and James Archer of Nixon, Missouri, Greg and Susan Shell of Topeka, Kansas, and Catherine and Matthew Hecker of Pratt, Kansas. 11 grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren. Judith A. Shell, 84, of Richland Center. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58, of Ithaca, died Sunday at Meritor Hospital after a courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Keysville Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 8, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to Walk with Grace or to the family. Arlene Alvin is survived by her husband Brian, son Tyson and Haley Olson of Ithaca, a grandson, mother Verna Dosh of Richland Center, brothers Theron and Tammy Dosh of Milton, Dan and Lynn Dosh of Holman, and Richard Dosh of Tomahawk, mother-in-law Phyllis Alvin of Richland Center, brothers-in-law Doug and Ellen Alvin, and Greg and Judy Alvin, all of rural Richland Center, and many nieces, nephews, relatives, and close friends. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58, of Ithaca. Margaret Purim Johnson, 88, of Spring Green, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The family is encouraging those in attendance to wear red or Wisconsin Badgers apparel in honor of Margaret's love for the Wisconsin Badgers. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the River Valley Music Boosters or Spring Green Art Fair. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Margaret Johnson is survived by her husband of 66 years, Jack, four children, Eric and Gina, Jeff and Mary Lynn, Peggy and Jim Ring, and Jennifer and Chad Cannonberg, 14 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, a sister, Ann Quisling, brother-in-law, Paul Johnson, and sister-in-law, Marcia Johnson. Margaret Purim Johnson, 88, of Spring Green. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock, died suddenly Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Lonnie Ewing include his wife Barbara, son Jason and Stephanie Ewing of Richland Center, three grandchildren, his mother Donna Ewing of Gotham, a sister Nancy Ewing of Gotham, brothers-in-law Bruce Nelson and Kevin Nelson of Dodgeville, a sister-in-law Karen and Ted Fritch of Cobb, and other relatives and friends. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, June 7th at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, June 7th from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Turnipseed is survived by her husband Kirby, four children, Andrew Stebbins, Kelvin and Kristen Stebbins, and Sarah and Brent Stibbe, all of Richland Center, and Terry Turnipseed Bierman of Sauk City. 15 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, brothers and sister Donald Briggs and Timothy Briggs, both of Madison, and Jean Briggs Eisburner of Montello, sister-in-law Suzanne Bartles of Boscobel, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet & Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Wally and Pam Kramer, Carl and Cindy Orloff, Justin and Rebecca Hines, and Denny and Candy Putz. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a wonderful day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Great to have the sunshine and dry air in place across the region. High pressure parked east of Wisconsin continues to protect us. Meanwhile, a front back in the plains causing some showers all the way from Kansas northward up to eastern North Dakota. That system will be slowly slipping east here the next day or two. Should start to spread a couple of showers in the northwest Wisconsin by tomorrow morning. Around our area, we'll have a chance of scattered showers tomorrow night into Saturday. Right now, it doesn't look like anything too heavy. Looks like the brunt of them will go north of us. And also a secondary batch of steadier rain from Illinois tracking up through southeast Wisconsin toward lower Michigan Saturday. So we're kind of caught in between with not too much. Otherwise, it will be turning a little bit warmer and more humid later this weekend into next week, feeling more summer-like as dew points probably climb up into the 60s. Now, there will be a weather system coming through the region Sunday night and Monday, should spark some showers and thunderstorms. And then a third system could come through the area Tuesday night into early Wednesday. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly cloudy to sunny as temperatures top out around 73. Southeast wind up to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, low 48. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and mild with a high of 75. Southeast to south wind 8 to 14. Friday night, a chance of scattered showers, low at 56. And Saturday, mostly cloudy with a good chance of a couple of spotty showers through the early afternoon. Mild with patches of sunshine later on with highs in the mid-70s. On Sunday, partly sunny and warm, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Low at 54, high 81. A good chance of showers coming up Sunday night. And Monday, mostly cloudy and muggy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Low 61, high 77. Tuesday, partly cloudy and balmy, high 83. A good chance of thunderstorms Tuesday night. And Wednesday, maybe a spotty shower early, high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 71, our low this morning was 48. Our highs so far today are current temperature of 71. The record high for this date was set in 1991 at 89. The record low, 28, was set in 1965. Last year's high was 88 with a low of 50. Sunset today will be at 8:33, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:25. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 2 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.20 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 71 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Controlling crop pests as we also deal with climate change. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Yesterday, we talked about how climate change is impacting the ability for farmers to control crop pathogens. Today, we move on to crop pests. Hannah Burak chairs the entomology department at Michigan State University and says climate change opens doors to insect problems we didn't have to face in the past.
When we have the ability to move more items around the world from different places, we tend to get our bugs with them. And so when we can use different shipping lanes and move goods and supplies in places where we weren't normally shipping them, and we can ship for longer periods of the year, new things are able to be introduced at a more frequent rate. When they're introduced into an environment that is increasingly warmer and may look more like their native habitat, they're more likely to survive, establish, develop, and cause problems. And once they're established in an area, they then experience those increases in range expansion, more numbers of annual generations per year, and higher overwintering survival that all of the organisms that are already found there are experiencing.
Burak says climate change is also altering insect pest patterns we've been used to seeing forever, and not necessarily in a good way. Tomorrow, climate change and pollinators. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
The cost of farm labor is already impacting harvests. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Farmers for Soil Health, in partnership with the Conservation Information Technology Center, is offering financial incentives to Wisconsin producers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com. A Michigan asparagus grower says he plans to end harvest about 10 days ahead of normal this season because of labor costs. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip has more.
Fourth-generation farmer Jordan Walsworth tells Brownfield.
You get a lot of your volume up front, and then as the season goes on, those yields taper off. That cutoff point for us, where we would put a field away for the winter, getting earlier and earlier now because of the labor cost, it doesn't make sense for us to continue picking.
Walsworth says his family's been growing asparagus for more than 50 years, but 2 years ago, they stopped renewing fields.
We're trying to see if it makes sense to continue, but I think we're doing everything we can on farm just to keep the farm going.
He expects to quit harvesting in less than 3 weeks. Michigan is the nation's largest asparagus producer. I'm Nicole Haslop with Brownfield.
Atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass with Nutrient Ag Solutions says the La Nina transition is trying to happen right now.
If you look at the ocean temperatures, there's this nice little ribbon of cooler water that's shown up. The trade winds have picked back up. It's just the problem is in May and June, the correlation with anything going on right there along the equator with our weather in the Midwest just isn't strong enough to use it as the single thing.
He says by July and August, weak La Nina weather conditions should be present. A central Wisconsin farmer is making hay while the sun is shining, a difficult task with so many rain showers this spring. Dairy farmer T.J. Drager from Marathon City is trying to get as much alfalfa harvested as possible between rainstorms.
We got about 300 acres chopped out and cut down yesterday, hoping that the sun and the wind stay with us today and that we can get that started this afternoon and hopefully be able to beat the rain before Friday evening.
Yesterday and today have been the only dry days since Saturday, and Drager plans to cut another 200 acres of hay today. Drager says he's got about two-thirds of his corn planted and some beans to plant, but since most of the corn ends up as silage, tomorrow's crop insurance planting deadline isn't as big of a concern as it is for some of his neighbors.
I know a number of farms around here that haven't planted a kernel yet, and it's, man, that's got to be frustrating this year.
Drager's a third-generation dairy farmer with 700 cows. He transitioned to robotic milking last year. A Southeast Illinois farmer says it's been a rough spring. Carl Probst grows corn, soybeans, and wheat and tells Brownfield he hopes to finish soybean planting before the next rain.
Early we were setting good, and then it started raining. The month of April here on the farm got 7.3 inches. I didn't get anything done in April. I think I was sidelined for 45 days.
Probst was unable to plant anything until May 13th. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet again, and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is off to a sluggish start on Thursday, with asking prices around 189 to 191 in the south, but still not fully established in the north. Bids remain elusive, but packer inquiry is expected to improve as the day progresses. Significant trade volume could be delayed until sometime on Friday. Boxed beef cutout values were mixed at midday, with choice up 81 cents at $314.43 and select down 28 at $302.20. The choice select spread was $12.23. At Winter Livestock in Dodge City, Kansas, feeder steers under 700 pounds were not well tested, with over 700 pounds selling unevenly steady. Feeder heifers over 600 pounds brought $7 to $9 higher compared to the most recent sale. USDA says slaughter bulls were steady to $2 higher on the day. Feeder supply included 35% steers, and 87% of the overall offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 710 to 722 pounds, brought 269 to 276. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 674 to 678 pounds, brought 247 to 248.50. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with a light to moderate opening negotiated run at the major direct markets. It looks like many buyers have most of the week's needs in hand following Wednesday's movement. There continue to be uncertainties about sustained wholesale demand even after the start of summer grilling season. USDA's weekly export sales numbers are due out Friday, delayed from the Memorial Day holiday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 2 cents with a base range of 85 to 90 and a weighted average price of 80. The Western Corn Belt was down 64 cents with a weighted average of 88.27. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were trending steady at $55. Slaughter sows were steady at 36 to 39. Boars were marked at $12. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at 36 to 48. Barrels and gilts were steady at 51 to 61. Boars were priced at 18 to 28. And 8 to 15. Pork values were higher at midday, up 49 cents at $102.23. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hogs are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today. Farmers are generally expected to make good planting progress this week in many key growing areas. Export demand remains slow, with Brazil still controlling the global market. July beans are down 3 1/4 at 1210 and 3 quarters. August is 4 lower at 1209 and 3 quarters. July bean meal's down $4.50 at $3.64.60. July soybean oil's 20 points lower at $45.67. Corn's down, expecting good planting progress this week, even with more storms in the near-term forecast. Soil moisture has improved dramatically from last year, with large parts of the Corn Belt now fully free of drought. That includes the entire state of Iowa. July corn, 6 lower at 449 and a quarter. September's down 6 and 3 quarters at 458 and a quarter. And wheat's down as U.S. and world weather issues appear to be factored in for now, and there is at least some scattered rain in the drier parts of the Black Sea region. July Chicago's down 15 at 678. July Kansas City's 13 lower at 706 and 3 quarters. July Minneapolis is down 10 and 3 quarters at 741 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are lower ahead of this week's widespread direct business. Asking prices are 189 to 191 live, with bids at 300 dressed. Choice box beef was up at midday, select was down. June live's 32 lower at 183.02, and August is down 30 at 179.90. August feeders are a dollar lower at 259.25. September's down 90 at 260.90. And hogs are mixed, mostly higher on spread trade and the modestly higher midday move in pork. Cash business is mixed. June lean's up 62 cents now at 94.40. July's 90 higher at 97.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Building a balanced plate. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. If you're looking to build a balanced plate at mealtime or even for snacks, registered dietitian Kim Gallia says look at the five food groups: fruits, vegetables, grains, protein, and dairy.
You don't have to aim for all five at every meal, but the point is you want to aim for at least three for a meal. And so if you focus on those and pick at least three for your lunch and your dinner, you're going to get a lot of great nutrients to keep your immune system going, you know, build your anti-inflammatory properties, and just help every absolute part of your body. When it comes to a snack, I say aim for at least two of those five nutrient-rich food groups. So with the example of, you know, those little mini waffles, I think those are great to have on hand for kids. And the kids can then choose to put something else on those waffles other than syrup that is going to give them a lot of nutrients. And so I say, what do you want to have? Do you want to have something from the fruit group? So you've got your fresh fruits, canned or frozen fruits, or do you want something from the protein group? And a great item to put on those little mini waffles is like almond butter or peanut butter. And I just think that's a way to teach kids how to add things to the foods that they love that are going to give them even more nutrition.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.